Well, I'm talking about the magpie. Right, welcome to Tales of the Wales, because we're on. I've just been pointing out we've got a couple of magpies in the garden, which I love magpies. Some people say, well, they've heard it, don't they? And I like them. And then a couple of jackdaws decided to try and pinch their territory. So there's a bit of a...
And I was just saying that, lovely, darling, but I'm really not that interested in spending an hour a day talking about the magpies.
Sorry, honey.
Sorry, I'm not that... I mean, a couple of minutes is fine.
I'm a bit ornithological,
aren't
I? You've
become a bit magpie obsessed.
Well, they're like my daytime friends when I'm on my own.
I know, you do talk to them.
I do. I do. So we're sitting here. It's a little later doing the podcast than normal because I've just woken up.
At lunchtime. But you must have needed a good sleep.
Yeah. So this is a podcast for those who just tune in. What the hell are they talking about? Birds? Gardens?
It's a podcast about
having cancer
and living with someone with cancer and magpies.
Yeah, I've just flown across the garden.
Yes.
Yeah, we should be doing it outside.
A bit windy today.
So I have to remember how to, I used to call it Terminal 4. That was really silly. I have Stage 4 terminal cancer.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, all good. And I've had it for a couple of years now.
More than a couple.
Four, nearly five.
Nearly four.
Oh, I thought it was four, nearly five. Oh, okay. It seems like quite a long time.
It was July 2020 you were diagnosed.
Ah, right.
So nearly four.
Nearly 4 years. And how life is with it. So, I mean, to be fair, I've had a couple of pretty down weeks, haven't I?
But today,
yeah,
we're on a high.
We are on a high because we went to see our oncologist on Thursday.
Yeah.
And you can take over the story from here because you are more technical about these things.
Well, you've been getting really, really fed up about the side effects of the chemo you're on, and it's making your life a bit miserable with your mouth being really sore, not being able to taste things or eat things, and therefore not appreciate my lovely cooking. I know you're more interested about something that's going on in the garden.
No, no, altercation.
We went to the hospital and you had in your head that you were going to tell them that you wanted to come off this medication because it's just too unpleasant, to be told that the scan results were brilliant and that nearly all of your tumours have shrunk significantly.
Mm.
So, hurrah.
Hurrah. And not only that, they gave you the report.
Yeah.
I mean, I know you always ask.
I always get the report.
Yeah. Oh, do you? I didn't know that.
Yeah. Okay. They normally email it to me.
And it's normally, well, this has grown a bit, that's grown a bit. And...
But he was happy, so he printed it off for me there and then, which was lovely. So, yeah, so that's all good. Things have shrunk. So, you know, even at this late stage in our journey, you know, it's still a roller coaster. And we really were thinking, okay, this is we're drawing to a close now with things and the treatment's too horrible that we'll just stop it and that's the last one. And now... So suddenly those symptoms have become a lot more bearable, haven't they? Because it's actually bloody working.
Strangely enough, how psychological is that? I mean, I've still got the symptoms. But the annoyance and the, you know, I can't...
Your whole demeanour has changed. You were shuffling around, slumped, you know, not doing anything. And suddenly since...
Was I?
Yeah, you were. You were just like a shuffly old man.
Oh dear, I'm sorry,
babe. Being all fed up and whinging constantly. And now suddenly you're back to being perky again and you're walking better and your whole attitude has changed.
So there is a lot of psychological problems with having cancer, particularly if... I'm not stupid-ish. This isn't a cure. This isn't going to suddenly make me better. But this just buys me a bit more time.
Yeah,
it's
put the brakes on the nasty old pesky tumours.
So
it's like that whack-a-mole thing. They've all been whacked and got a bit smaller.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I can say, well, I'm going to be okay, hopefully, for the summer.
Yeah.
I don't look any further
forward. Well, if the sun actually ever arrives.
Well, that has been annoying you as well, hasn't it?
I'm not enjoying this wintry weather.
No, and you know, it's all down to global warming, honey.
Let's not go there. But today's been a little bit better. It's windy, but I have managed to get out and plant my herbs. So
yes, and they look very nice.
Thank you.
Even if I nearly killed one of them.
Yes.
What was that? The basil?
It needs a lot of water. It was looking very droopy.
Well, I thought if they were outside, that mind you, it wasn't outside and
no,
I hadn't noticed.
It was on the windowsill right by where you sit. Look, but because it's not a magpie, it got neglected.
They've just frightened them off again, by the way.
Oh, honestly.
So.
I don't need a commentary on the magpies' activities. It's either magpies or squirrels. It's a constant running commentary throughout the day.
Yeah, well, the squirrels and two little baby squirrels have arrived. And also, we've got some woodpeckers. That's quite...
You're going to start doing a second nature podcast.
I don't think so.
Whales on wildlife. Quite hard to say that.
Whales on wildlife tales.
And then you can just burble on about magpies and squirrels incessantly.
And then we'll do another one, and you can do your book club. Lady W's book. Well, every time I'm doing something like, do you mind if I listen to my audio book? Which is a term for... Can you shut up?
I just like listening to my audiobooks while I'm cooking and stuff, and you kept interrupting by telling me what the magpie was doing.
They've all gone now because they've heard, obviously. They're psychic and they can hear you.
I went right off magpies anyway when I saw... I had some starlings nesting above my bedroom in my cottage, and I could hear them every morning all chirruping away when their mum brought them some food, and then they did the fly the nest thing, and they were like these three little babies just hopping around all...
Yeah.
Just learning to fly, and the magpie just swooped in and ate one.
Well, it's no different to a lion eating a gazelle.
It did make me go right off magpies.
Oh,
though.
But you like R2. Maggie 1 and Maggie 2.
Mm.
Anyway, back... We digress, so...
Very imaginative names you've given them there.
Yes. Madge and Michael both begin with an M. I was also going to say I could hear the other phone beeping then.
Probably... Anyway, back to cancer things.
Yeah.
So it's constantly a roller coaster thing.
Yeah.
And even at this late stage, there's ups as well as gloomy bits. So we're on an up bit.
I feel, you know, it's really strange because I've got this tongue which is absolutely the most... Well, you did me in, didn't you, with chorizo the other day?
I'm sorry about that.
I know you were. You were laughing. I mean, I love chorizo. I love spicy food. But whatever the side effect is, it's not like spots or things like that. It's just your mouth becomes very tender and very sore. And you made this lovely meal with chorizo.
It was only the mild one. It wasn't like the spicy one. I could barely taste it.
And it nearly blew my head off. But the thing is, I couldn't stop eating it.
I know, you're going, it's really hurting. So we'll stop eating it then. I can't.
But, I mean, you have to take these little ups when they come, when you have cancer.
You soothed it with a tub of ice cream, didn't you?
Yeah, I did. Yeah. You know, I'm on an ice cream and chocolate diet. And one of the worst things people tell you, I mean, people come up, what was it the other day, a friend of ours we were having lunch with and said she'd been told to eat dried mushrooms or... I can't remember.
A mushroom extract?
Yeah.
Which is
not a bad thing to have if you want, you know. But I've just upped my chocolate intake.
I know. They do say don't eat sweet things and sugar if you've got cancer. I've heard that rumour.
Yeah.
And you are living proof that that's just a load of old rubbish.
Well, for some people...
Because you eat nothing but sugar and you're outliving all expectations.
But the thing is... What Professor Tom said to us in the early days of this is that as my cancer has spread almost everywhere, do what you like.
Yeah. I said, well, have a nice time.
I said, can I drink? Yeah. Within moderation, obviously. I wouldn't go over the top, would I? No more than one bottle or one bottle and a half of wine a day. These are jokes, by the way. Not supposed to make people do anything like this.
But it is true, he does eat a tub of ice cream every day.
Well, no, not every day. Maybe a tub between 2 days.
Plus chocolates.
Yeah. But there's not much chocolate left. I very nearly ate some of yours.
I'm getting a shopping delivery tomorrow. I'll restock.
Good.
Keeping Cadbury's in business.
Yeah. And I don't even like expensive chocolate.
No, you like your good old dairy milk. And then when I discovered that they do Cadbury dairy milk ice cream, you were in heaven.
The flake one is a particularly good one.
No, it's not the flake one you like. You like the dairy milk one with the chocolate in the middle.
Yeah, I thought that was a flake one.
No, that's the dairy milk one.
Oh, right, okay.
The flake one's got bits of flake in it. It's a clue is in the name. One of them's called Dairy Milk.
I'm not a big fan of the one that...
The caramel.
Yeah, I'm eating it because it's ice cream.
Forcing it down.
I'm forcing it down, but the flake and the Dairy Milk are my two favourites. Anyway,
other good thing as well, is that Daisy, the vet gave her some steroids.
Yeah.
And they've really, made her feel much better. So her nose has stopped bleeding.
Good.
And she's her appetite's immense because obviously she's on the steroids. Yeah, so she's seeing me a little bit better too. I mean, I know that's only because of the steroids, but hey, everything's looking a little brighter than it did last week.
And I always, it's a bit of a cliche, isn't it? You come out of your house in the morning and you turn one way, life gives you one journey. You turn another way, it gives you another one.
Are you being philosophical?
I am, aren't I? Chairman James. Sorry, I should.
I'm not quite sure what Chairman James has got to do with anything.
Chairman Mao.
He's not a philosopher.
Wasn't he? He used to come out with these sort of, didn't he? Maybe I confused him with someone else. Maybe that's the mess.
He's confusing me now. What? I thought he was wasn't he just like a communist leader?
Yeah. But he used to have sayings of, anyway, I'm so long ago, who knows? The whole point of this today, though, is to say to those people who are, maybe you've only just been diagnosed. That is a pretty difficult time, isn't it?
Yeah, that's the most difficult time.
If you've just been diagnosed, you need a time to process it. But what you do need to do, and it's difficult, it's dead easy to say, you need to positively go on as well as you can the way you have been, because otherwise you'll find yourself like me shuffling around like a little old man.
Yeah, the difference in you between this week and last week, and it's just from knowing that your cancer is reduced a bit, is incredible.
Because some of the treatment can be pretty horrific, and you just have to, if it's
you've
working,
had many, many different types of treatment. You've had immunotherapy, you've had targeted therapy, you've had a trial, various different things. And this one is just kind of like the last thing that they have up their sleeve.
Yeah.
And it's an old-fashionedy one, so that's why it's got the nasty side effects and why they've not given it to you before now. But it's had the best results.
Yeah.
So even though, you think you've tried everything, something else can come along that can... Mm. And then they might invent a new one that's even better. So
yeah, but it's
so
not.
Keep your chin up.
My chin is fairly up. I'm fairly old too, as well. So you've got to, as well, depending on what age you are. I'm 40,
You're mentally 14.
Am I?
Yeah, but actually, quite a lot older than that.
Yeah. Am I really mentally 14?
Yes.
I'm even older than if you turn it the other way round. See the magpie in the tree?
Oh, I'm not pointing at magpies. I'm not interested.
It's funny. I feel really kind of, I'm looking forward to work tonight and having brunch in a minute. I want to thank everybody, because working in the NHS at the moment is a bit of a trauma for all those people. It's difficult. And, the reorganisation of our health services, I won't get political or anything, is necessary for the doctors, nurses, clinicians, and all the people involved. But, you have to, I'm not complaining, I'm just saying you have to take this. You go to see your doctor, it might be an hour or an hour and a half later than your appointment, but that's because they've got other people to see and other people to treat.
Maybe they had an emergency.
Or an emergency, and you can't, some people seem to get very upset. You just sit there, and I ask for a cup of coffee, and could you get me some chocolate?
That's my job, the running around getting the chocolate and coffees. No, he doesn't ask the nurses.
But you tell me not to engage in too much conversation, just to talk about what we're there for. And I do, but we've got a brilliant team, all the NHS, and working really hard. And, people say, well, this country has, there are other countries you could be in to get a better treatment for cancer.
Better weather.
You are obsessed with the
weather.
No,
you're just being a bit boring now.
Oh, am I? Well, I'm just saying, for people who've been newly diagnosed...
I was wandering off mentally then somewhere else.
Was I?
I was glazing over.
I'm sorry.
So what were you talking about?
Well, basically... Basically, I was just thanking everybody for what they do for us.
Oh, I didn't realise that.
Yeah.
I thought you were going off on a sort of...
No, I was just saying thank you to everybody. Angle. Because it must be the most difficult job. Every day you're telling somebody, I'm sorry, things are not looking good, and... And we go through that as well, but this is just a little break in proceedings, isn't it?
Hmm.
Yeah. So anyway, listen, have a great week, and I'll probably be that shuffling, grumpy old man on the TV tonight.
You can be grumpy.
Can I? Oh, good.
And no shuffling, though.
No, and I'll try not to shuffle. Maybe I need to buy a pair of slippers that actually fit.
No, you have 400 pairs of slippers.
Yeah, but none of them really fit.
Well, you need to start buying shoes in the right size, the same size as your feet.
Well, you shouldn't have shown me how to use Amazon.
I know, but you should stop buying shoes too big because you say you're going to grow into them.
Yeah, you're right.
See, you do think like a 14-year-old.
Oh, look, there's an ant over there.
Oh, not another one.
We have not an infestation, but...
There are some ants in the kitchen.
Yeah. Anyway, never mind. Thank you very much indeed for listening. Otherwise, you're waffling on about ants more than me and magpies.
Well, you brought them up.
Oh, yeah. It's always my fault.
Get your magpie in here to eat them.
Shall I ask her to come in?
No.
Right. Have a great time, and we'll talk next week. And if you've just found us, if you go on to wherever you get your podcast from, you can find hundreds more of us sitting here talking rubbish.
Is it too early for a glass of champagne? Because I'm still celebrating.
No, have a glass of champagne.
Whee!
And we'll see you and talk later. You can say goodbye.
Oh, goodbye.